When I know some wonder, consider all the works the hands had made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, the throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior goes to thee. How great thou art, how great thou. Then sing my soul, my Savior goes to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. I want you to worship the Lord because he is great. He is the God that is greater than the greatest. Is the one that is mightier than the mightiest. Is the wonderful God. Is an awesome God. Let us worship him. He's the creator of heaven and earth. He's the one that reigns over the affairs of men. He's the one that rules in heaven and on earth. He's the King of kings, the King of glory. Worship him because our God is so marvelous. He's so wonderful. He's God of miracles. He's God of signs and wonders. He's the creator of everything and nobody created him. He's the self-existence God. I want you to worship him and praise him. Because he's so big. Olorun wa tobi. Olorun to tobi ju gbogbo aye lo ni. Olorun to tobi ju gbogbo orun lo ni. Olorun ti gbogbo orun o gba. O fi ile aye se itise re. Olorun alagbara. Olorun ti an pe. Ta o ri ta rin se owo re. A ri iro ala olorun gbogbo ro tin yo mo re ni nothing. Worship the Lord, for him alone is God. He fills the whole heaven and he makes the earth his footstool. Hallelujah. Olorun to tobi. Olorun babagba. Olorun to tobi. Olorun babagba. Aye o gba o forun se bugbe orun o gba o faye sa potiti se olorun to tobi olorun ba gba olorun to tobi olorun ba gba. Deeper than the ocean, wider than the earth, higher than the heaven, unsearchable God. Deeper than the ocean, wider than the earth, higher than the heaven, is the Lord Almighty. Deeper than the ocean, wider than the earth, higher than the heaven, unsearchable God. Bigger than the ocean, wider than the earth, higher than the heavens, is the Lord Almighty. He's deeper, he's wider, higher than other God. That is our God. That is your God. That is my God. All glory be to Him. All glory be to God that is deeper than the ocean. All glory to God that is wider than the earth. All glory to God that is higher than the heavens. All glory to God, the Almighty God, the unsearchable God, the God that no one can find Him and find where He is, and His greatness is beyond human understanding. Unsearchable God, unfathomable God is our God. All glory to Him, all honor and majesty unto our God, in the mighty name of Jesus. All the glory must be to the Lord. Only Him is worthy of our praise. No man or man should give glory to himself. All the glory must be, all the glory must be, all the glory must be to the Lord. Give it to Him. All the glory for His faithfulness, for His mercy, and for His grace. You are among the living today. Give Him all the glory. Let nothing else take the glory of God from you. Give it to no man, give it to no other God. All the glory be to God that is deeper than the ocean, the God that is wider than the heart, the God that is higher than the heavens, the unsearchable God, the God of glory. All the glory must be to you, Lord. Only you is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be, all the glory must be, all the glory must be to you, Lord. To you, Lord, we give our glory. Thank you, awesome God, marvelous God, how great art thou. We worship and bow down before your majesty in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise and adore you, for you are great and greatly to be praised, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come in our midst tonight. We declare you God over this prayer line tonight. We establish your kingdom in our midst tonight. We ascribe greatness, power, and dominion unto you, our God, forever and ever. Over this garden, over individual souls on this line tonight, we declare you God, we declare you King in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein, for you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean heart and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor so deceitfully. The same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek the face of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in you. Is this King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in you. Is this King of glory, the Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory over our garden of tonight, over us individually, in the name of Jesus. That you will receive open heaven, even upon each and every one of us, upon us as your people, the guardian of your people that have come to seek your face again tonight. Your word said that those who seek you will find you. Your word said that there's no one that seek you that will not go back rewarded. Daddy, every minute we are going to spend on this mountain tonight in your presence, reward us accordingly in the name of Jesus. Thank you, because we will return, O Lord, justified. We will return, O Lord, with rejoicing and dancing, O Lord. We will return, O Lord, empowered by you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We will return, O Lord, strengthened by your word and by your power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. We bless you. We worship you. Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen. 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 Quickly follow me to the Bible passage of tonight. We are going to go through it quickly and we will start raising prayer point. I'm going to read from Isaiah 66. If you have your Bible open with me. I'm reading from the Voice version, Isaiah 66. Eternal One, heaven is my throne, and earth is where I rest my feet. So what kind of structure will you build me? What man-made space could provide me a resting place? Everything is the product of my hand, my being and my doing. That's how all you see came to be. I made it all. Nevertheless, I am interested in and concerned about even just one person who is humble and downhearted and trembles at my word. If we could see things as they truly are, we'd see the universe as one giant temple, founded and perfected by God's hand. But even the universe, with its staggering dimensions, dimensions that stretch the imagination, cannot contain its maker. God is greater still. So how could some house made for him on earth ever be grand enough, glorious enough, great enough? It could not. But with all his greatness and power, God still has his eyes on us. What does God want from us, if not the best building we can build, and also the most and best sacrifices and rituals that we can possibly perform? Simply put, God is looking for people who are humble, broken, and ready to follow what he says. Eternal One, whoever slaughters an ox without humility is not better than one who kills a man. Whoever sacrifices a lamb without brokenness is no different than one who breaks a dog's neck. Whoever presents a grain offering without fear is no different than one who offers pig blood. Whoever burns incense without obedience is not better than one who worships an idol. They've made their own choices and seems happy enough with their detestable practices. Verse 4 of Isaiah 66. But I have a choice too, and I chose to punish them. I will bring on them what they fear most. For when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they refused to listen. Instead, they did all the wrong things and made terrible choices, what I expressly said that I hate. So if you are one who trembles at his word, listen carefully, listen closely to what the Eternal One has to say. Eternal One says, I know that some people, even your own family, reject you because you accept me. And they are saying, let the Eternal receive the honor it deserves, so that we too can know your joy. But there only knows sorrow and shame. Can you hear it? There's a commotion in the city. Great rumbling coming from the temple area. Ha! It is the Eternal thundering in to take on his forces. Have you ever heard a woman of a woman who gave birth before she went into labor? Have you ever seen a woman who delivered a son without feeling a thing? Do you think it's possible for the land to go through labor in an instant, or to bear a nation to be new and strong in a single day? Nevertheless, Zion suffered only a moment before she gave birth to her children. Will I open the womb and not deliver? I have made this place labor in terrible pain, but do you think I won't help it give birth? That is what I, the Eternal One, have to say. Verse 10. So be happy for Jerusalem. Give her hearty congratulations, whoever hold her there. Take part in this joyous celebration, especially if you remember her grief. For you are her children, and she is giving you the milk of comfort and peace. Drink at her comforting breast with satisfaction that all will be well. I will rain down prosperity on Jerusalem, peace abundant on Zion, and flood her with wealth from all over the world. Like a thundering river, the riches will come down. Like a toddler, you will be held, carried, nourished, and comforted. As a mother soothes a child, so I will comfort you, and Jerusalem will be so nice, feel so good, and safe to you. When you see what I have in store, it will ease your mind and lift your heart. You will flourish like the grass. The Eternal's power will be clearly evident to his servant, but his rage will be unleashed against his enemies. Look now, the Eternal is coming with a vengeance that scorches all his foes with flames of fire, whoozing like a whirlwind, his chariots rush with punishing fury. God comes with fury, anger, and flashing sword. The Eternal One will execute his judgment, and many people will die on that day. Verse 17 of Isaiah 66. Those who perform sanctifying and purifying rituals to serve false gods in gardens, and then proceed to do whatever they see the leaders do, eating impure things such as pigs, snakes, and rats, won't live to do it again. This is my word to you. Because I know what and why they do what they do, the time is coming when I will bring people together from all over the world. Everyone will come here and have a chance to see and know who I am in all my worthy significance and splendor. I will put a sign among them and send the survivors of my people to Tarshish, Port, Lutz, where those great archers live, from Toba east of Lud and Javan, which is near it. I will bring them there from the places so far away that they've never heard my name, much less as I chance to see my glory. But they will hear about me far and wide among the nation, and they will bring the surviving members of your family back, as if they are a grain offering from all the nations. They will come by every conceivable means, on us, camel, donkey, and mule, in wagons or leaders. They will come to Jerusalem, my holy mountain. They will be delivered just as the Israelites bring their grain offerings to me in a clean container at the temple. And out of those who return, I will make priests and Levites. This is my word to you. Verse 22, because just as the new heavens and the new earth that I am making will go on by my enduring will, so your name and the people who come from you will go on as well. From one month to the next, on Sabbath after Sabbath, everyone, every living thing will come to this holy place to honor me as God of all. This is my word to you. They will visit the site where the people who rejected me lie rotting on the ground, crawling with worms that never die, on a fire that just keeps smoldering. All who see it will recall at the horrible sight. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearing in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved in the Lord, it is obvious that God does not dwell in the temple made with the hands, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 16 to 17. Apostle Paul said, "Do you not know and understand that you, the church, are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells permanently in you, collectively and individually? If anyone destroys the temple of God, corrupting it with false doctrines, God will destroy the destroyer. For the temple of God is holy, sacred, and that is what you are. The church is the people of God, united for the purposes of God, and it is crucial that we are marked by absolute faith in God, to love God wholeheartedly and for others to see, be marked by evidence to be to the doctrine that God has given unto us through our Lord Jesus Christ, according to the scripture, and be in agreement with the Holy Spirit." Is that what it is now in the church, among the body of Christ, among believers in the Lord? May the Lord have mercy. My brothers and my sisters, like the time of Prophet Isaiah, God despised sacrifices done without mercy and faith, and God comforted his servants and people that are troubled, seeing this act taking place in the sanctuary of God. As a result, God makes everything new. Because God sees that some are not happy, some are so full of distress that what is going on in the body of Christ, in the assembly of brethren now, and God decided to do a new thing. I want you to pray. Merciful God, by your great mercy, cause us, your people, the church of God, the body of Christ, to be united for your purposes for us. God brought us together for a purpose, and that purpose must be done. That is when God will be pleased with us. Please let us pray for mercy for the body of Christ. Let us pray for mercy for believers in Christ. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, O Lord, by your grace, mercy. Cause us, your people, the church, the body of Christ, to be united for the purposes that you have proposed us to be in life, O Lord, and even to be as your people, O Lord, for that purpose that you brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Pray that merciful God, by his great mercy, will help his church, his people, to be marked with absolute faith in him, even at all times, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, O Lord, by your great mercy. Father, let your church be helped, O Lord, to find grace, so that, Lord, they'll be marked with absolute faith in you, in the name of Jesus, even at this end time. I want you to pray, God, by your mercy tonight, give us grace to find help, to love you wholeheartedly, in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, many lost for Christ is in cold. Many are really, really getting cold in their love for Christ due to situation and circumstances they are facing. I want you to pray, Father, by your mercy, give us help to continue to love you wholeheartedly in all situations and at all times, in the name of Jesus. Verse 17 of 1 Corinthians says, "If anyone destroy the temple of God, corrupting it with false doctrine, God will destroy the destroyer. For the temple of God is holy, sacred, and that is what you are. You and me, we are the temple of the Most High God. Anything that destroys our body, anything that wants to destroy us shall be destroyed." I want you to pray. Even those that are teaching false doctrine in the house of God, in the temple of God, in the assembly of saints, among brethren, the Bible considers them as destroyers, because they are teaching false doctrine. I want you to pray. Merciful God, by your grace, help me not to destroy your temple with false doctrine at any time. You yourself, you can destroy your body by accepting false doctrine. So that's why you have to pray, Father, help me that I will not accept false doctrine. Let me tell you, whatever anybody teaches you, go and double check with the Bible. Be like the Berean Christian. Double check. Make sure that teaching is in line with the word of God, and the Lord will help you. Many so-called ministers of the gospel, those who call themselves and that people call, have destroyed the temple of God, the body of Christ, the people of God, with their false doctrines and teachings. If they did not repent, the Bible says God will destroy the destroyer. I want you to pray. Merciful God, tonight, extend your mercy unto all false teacher and those that comes with false doctrine in the body of Christ to get grace for repentance in the name of Jesus. Father, please, by your mercy, extend grace for repentance from their wicked ways, even tonight in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Father, if anyone with false doctrines and teachings refused the grace and repented from their wicked ways, from being a destroyer tonight, according to your word, Father, remove them, O Lord. Destroy such in the name of Jesus. I know many of you will say, it is not right to pray such prayer. But that is what the Bible says. The destroyer will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. As many that will not repent from their wicked ways, from being a destroyer, by teaching false doctrine, by making people to live the way of righteousness, Father, tonight destroy them, eliminate them, remove them in the name of Jesus. The Bible said when Athaliah was killed, when she was killed, the city witnessed peace. Father, as many that you will remove, O Lord, so that the right doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ will be established, remove them by your power in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Because of the great mercies of God towards his people, he decided to make everything new again in the church, in Jerusalem, among his people. And he will make the painful period incurred upon his people by those preaching and teaching false doctrines, he will make those things to cease and vanish in the name of Jesus. Joy and dancing will overshadow the church of God. Joy and dancing will overshadow his people. Joy and dancing will become the center even of the church of God in the name of Jesus. And we will become the center of the word for help and strength. When people come to church, they will find help and strength there. But many have been drifted away because of false teachers, false prophets, those that call themselves that God has not called them. But when God turns things around, when he makes everything new, even in his church, in his temple, when he makes everything new among the body of Christ, people will come, everyone will come, and they will come and seek help and strength in the church again. The Bible says in the book of Zechariah chapter 14:16, then it will be that all the nation who have come against Jerusalem and survive will go up each year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacle. So shall it be that all those that have stood up against the body of Christ, all those that have stood up against the believers in Christ, true believers and true ministers of the gospel, they will come and they will say, we can see the Lord with you. And they will come and say, we will come and worship your God. So shall it be your testimony and my testimonies in the name of Jesus. When God completed the purging and cleansing of his church, everything will be new again in the body of Christ, in his church. And those who had stood in opposition and against the church of God, those who survived the rot that had not been killed because of being wicked to the body of Christ, being wicked to the believers in Christ, destroying and killing them, they will all run. They will come even to the church and say that we are sorry. We have come to worship your God. So shall it be in Jesus' name. I want you to pray. Decree and declare that the painful and distressful period of the people of God, the body of Christ that we are facing now, we cease in the name of Jesus. This hard time for the body of Christ, this hard time for believers in Christ, this hard time for gospel ministers, we vanish by the great mercies of God. For God will do a new thing. He will cause a new thing to happen in the name of Jesus. I want you to decree and declare that by the great mercy of God upon us believers in Christ and servants of Most High God, our painful and stressful period will come to an end in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Whatever thing you are passing through, decree and declare, by the great mercy of God, all false teachers and doctrine we cease in the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Pray that God by his mercy will make everything new again for you and even for the body of Christ, according to his purposes for us, in the name of Jesus. So he will do, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. My brothers and my sisters, brethren in the Lord, God is in his greatness and sovereignty, he will cause peace to be again in the body of Christ. He will cause peace to be again in your life, in my life. He will cause peace to be again in the house of God without exception. And by his blessings, he will settle you, he will settle us, his people, in the name of Jesus. All the commotion, all the things that is going on among brethren that is not making God happy, the Lord will cause peace to reign even among his people in the name of Jesus. And all Christians will come and worship our God, for he will make all things new in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 43:19 says, listen carefully, I am about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? People of God, hold on. Don't quit. God is about to make all things anew again for you and for me. God is about to make things new again for the body of Christ, according to his purposes for us. And it will spring forth. I will be partaker of it because I know it will cause it to happen. You will be partaker of it. We will all witness it in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Those false teachers with false doctrine, God will destroy. And the true gospel and doctrines of Christ will be established for us all in the name of Jesus. Devil and his false prophets and teachers will be silenced in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 16 verse 18 that you are Peter, a stone, and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. Beloved in the Lord, God said he will make everything new again about his temple. Don't quit, please. Don't leave the church. Don't say you cannot continue. Be strengthened by the word of the Lord. Jesus said that all power of hell shall not prevail against his church. Hold on still, because the power of hell, the scheme of man and the power of hell will not overcome you in the name of Jesus. The scheme of man and the power of hell will not prevail against the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray that believers in Christ will listen to God carefully about him making everything new, regardless of how terrible the church is now, how terrible the body of Christ is seen now. How terrible. We can say, oh, this is so terrible. Oh, the thing has gotten worse. Oh, I don't, some we even say, I don't think things can get back to normal. Oh, this is the word of God for you and for me. God said he is about to do a new thing. He will make everything new again. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Don't be deceived that the church is gone. Don't be deceived and don't join them to say faith is gone. No. Contend with the faith. Hold on to the faith that you have in Christ Jesus and be in expectation. As God has said it, he will do it. Things will become new again in the name of Jesus. Therefore, there is no need of a believer depriving oneself of everything in the world. You know, some will say, oh, no, because of that, why am I cheating myself? When others are enjoying this, they are enjoying sinning, they are enjoying, you know, doing evil. Oh, why is Jesus coming back? If they said he will come by 1977, here we are now, he has not returned. Please, don't quit. Keep on holding on to your faith. Things will turn around, for God will surely come. He went away and is coming back. So don't let the deceiver deceive you. Please hold your faith and believe in the church of God, because the church of God cannot, you know, be destroyed by the enemy. It's mighty enough and the gate of hell will not prevail. I want you to pray that believers in Christ will not lose their faith because of the present situation of the body of Christ. I want you to pray that believers in Christ will not accept the deceit of Satan to quit church. Many are quitting church. Many are stopping going to church. Many are saying that it doesn't matter. I can worship my God in the house. I can continue on the internet. I can be watching series of sermon on the TV. No. The Bible said we should not forsake the assembly of brethren. The Bible said I was glad when they said let us go to the house of God. God proposed it for the Israelites, and the same thing for us, that we should have a place designated for his worship. We should have a place we congregate together to lift our hands up in praise of Him and even to worship Him. Going through the text for today, Isaiah 66 verse 2 says, "My hand has made both heart and skies, and they are mine. Yet I will look with pity on the man who has a humble and a contrite heart, who tremble at my word." God in His greatness and power, by His mercy, still has His eyes on you and me. What does He want? And what is He looking for among you, among us, His people, among the body of Christ? What is He looking for in you? He is looking for the glorious church that we can build, the best sacrifice we can give unto Him. My brother and my sisters, above all, God is looking for people who are humble, broken, and who are ready to follow what He says. Can God find you and me to be humble? To be humbled? Can He? Can God find me and you broken, with contrite spirit, and eager and ready to do what He says? I want you to pray. Merciful God, by Your mercy, I receive grace to be humble at all times, in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, the Bible says God resists the proud. Father, tonight, O Lord, I'm praying, grant me the grace to be humble at all times, because I know You are looking for the one that is humble, broken hearted. Father, I pray, be merciful unto me. Grant me grace to be the man with contrite spirit in Your presence always, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 51 verse 17, "The Lord is close to those whose hearts are broken. He rescued those who are humbly sorry for their sins. Many will commit sin and there is no remorse." I want you to pray. God, by Your mercy, give me, O Lord, the grace to be contrite in spirit, that when I sin, when I commit any offense, that genuinely I will repent, in the name of Jesus. Grant the body of Christ the sorrow for all their sins and genuine repentance, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, O Lord, the body of Christ, the way that we have sinned against You, in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray that all false teachers with false doctrine will receive grace to humbly sorrow for their wickedness and repent from their wickedness, in the name of Jesus. Please, by Your grace, O Lord, grant them, O Lord, the right spirit or contrite spirit, O Lord, to have sorrow, repentance, O Lord. Father, to confess their sin, O Lord, and to get away from it, O Lord, and stop doing it, O Lord. I want You to pray, Father, give me the eagerness and readiness to do what You say. Father, grant it unto me. I want to do what You say. Father, grant me the grace, O Lord, to do according to Your command, in the name of Jesus. These are the things that God is looking for in you and in me. Father, help us, O Lord, so that when You look down from heaven, You will find us, O Lord, to be humble, brokenhearted, and eager and ready to do what You say, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 3 of Isaiah 66 says that, you know, how are we offering our sacrifice in the house of God? Are we presenting our bodies as a living and holy sacrifice unto God to be acceptable unto Him? Or we choose our own ways and continue delighting in our sins? God told Isaiah that those who do those things, they are cursed, and that God will not accept their offerings. God is very mindful of our way of presenting our sacrifices and offerings, both ourselves and our gifts. Many will come to church the way they will dress. There's no difference between those who is going to disco party. How do we present ourselves on His altar? He said He will send great trouble upon those who do things in their own ways and not as He commanded, because He spoke to them, but they will not hear Him. Therefore, they did wrong before His eyes and chose what they knew that He despised. They do exactly what God hated. I want you to pray, God, by Your mercy, forgive all my wrongs, way of presenting my sacrifice and offerings unto You and on Your altar every Sunday and every time, in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive body of Christ for doing things in our own ways instead of Your ways, in the name of Jesus. Oh, merciful God, please, by Your mercy, remove from us all curses we have incurred by doing things in our own ways, in the name of Jesus. Remember, Jesus said that He will send us Holy Spirit, that will teach us all things and bring all things to our remembrance. But the body of Christ We already said bye-bye to the Holy Spirit. We already told him that Holy Spirit, we can do it with our knowledge. We can do it with our theology. We can do it with our strategies, our scheme, the way we have planned it. I want you to pray. Merciful God, please, by your great mercy, do not send great trouble upon us for choosing our own ways in presenting our sacrifices in the name of Jesus. Father, please do not send great trouble, Father, upon us for choosing our own way and delighting in our sin. Continue sinning. Daddy, please forgive us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us individually and as body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Amen. Verse 5 of Isaiah 66. Beloved of the Lord, God desired to bring his people closer to himself and to serve them and to save them. But God cannot force them. God cannot force anybody. Our acceptance of God's bids for coming closer to him and to be saved by him is a matter of choice. He will not force you if you refuse him. The Bible said, John 3:16, for God so loved the world greatly and dearly prized the world, and he even gave his only begotten son, so that whoever believes and trusts in him shall not perish but have everlasting. If you're on this prayer line and you have not had the encounter with the Lord Jesus, you have not given your life to him by accepting him as your Lord and Savior, please do that tonight, for tomorrow may be too late. Stop procrastinating your salvation. Stop procrastinating your accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Remember, tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Proverbs 27 verse 1 says, don't brag about tomorrow, since you don't know what the day will bring. I want you to pray. Almighty God, defend my cause of honoring you at all times. Because I honor you at all times, because I do what you want me to do, because I repent of my sinful way genuinely, Daddy, please defend me, O Lord. Be my defender. Almighty God, by your mercy, put to shame and sorrow all those that are despising me because I believe in you. All those that hated me because I'm doing what you asked me to do. All those that segregated me because I did not follow the sinful ways. Father, please forgive me, O Lord. And Lord, in your own power, fight my battle. In the name of Jesus, fight those who are despising me because of you. In the name of Jesus, thunder against them, O God, and let them know that you are my God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Verse 7 to 9 of that Isaiah 66, you can read it. My sister, my brother, God is about to make everything new again. He will do it. He will make sure it happens, because the church, the body of Christ, will resume its place as God's chosen dwelling, and will open the gates of his church temple to people traveling from all over the world. Let me tell you, devil can do all he could, but he cannot close the church. Mm-mm. He cannot. The church of God is marching on. The same way devil can fight you, but he cannot win. Because thanks be to God who has given us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Everything will soon be done by the Almighty God, who promised new thing for you, who promised new thing for me, who promised new thing for his church. So don't be dismayed and discouraged. I want you to pray. Almighty God, by your great mercy, let me be partaker of the new thing you are going to do in the body of Christ. Let me be partaker, O Lord. Let me witness those new things that you will do in my own life, in my family, in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, by your great mercy, help the body of Christ, the church of God, to forget all our trouble and trials time by making all things new in the name of Jesus, according to your purpose. Father, cause me, O Lord, to forget my trouble time, my trials time, O Lord, by making all things new in my life, in the life of my family members, according to your purpose, O Lord. As you propose it for me, O Lord, for my household, do a new thing as you have said, O Lord. Things, O Lord, that will make me to forget the trouble of the past. O ti mu mi gbagbe gbogbo re, ìbànújẹ ìgbà kan. Ó ti mú mi gbàgbé gbogbo rẹ̀, ìbànújẹ ìgbà kan. Àṣewẹ́rẹ́ níṣẹ́ Olúwa, ọba tí mo pè tó ń jẹ. Àṣewẹ́rẹ́ níṣẹ́ Olúwa, ọba tí mo pè tó ń jẹ. So the Lord will do a new thing. Even before you notice it, it will spring forth to the glory of his name in your life, according to that which he has proposed for you and your household, in the name of Jesus. You will forget all your troubles and trials of the past, in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be for the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus. All the insult, all the trouble that we have faced, the Lord will cause a new things to happen, and we will forget all those trouble time, trials time, persecution time, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 14, 10 to 14 of Isaiah 66. Read it by yourself. From these verses, we see that now it was time for Jerusalem, the people of God, to rejoice. Oh, it is time for you to rejoice, my brother and my sister, and so shall it be, in the name of Jesus. For you will see that new thing the Lord will do, and your heart will be gladdened, in the name of Jesus. For many years, Judah and Israel have been grief-stricken for their captivity by the Assyria. But here God declared and announced the good news that no more mourning. He summoned them to do away with lack of faith in his plans of doing a new thing. Please, my brother and my sisters, do away with lack of faith in that plan of doing a new thing that God said he would do. Be in expectation for manifestation. For he said it, he will do it. A new thing that will make you to dance. A new thing that will make you to jump and leaping and praising the Lord. So it will happen to you in the name of Jesus. So it will happen to me in the name of Jesus. Prophet Isaiah said, they should be happy and let the celebration begin. I decree and declare, be happy. Let celebration begin. Oh yes, begin celebrating over that issue. Begin dancing and praising the Lord over that circumstances. Oh, for God has said it, he will do it. Do away with mourning. Do away with sadness. For God has said it, he will do a new thing, and so it will do, in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, tonight cause us to hear good news about the end of things that trouble us. Bring an end to all things that trouble us, in the name of Jesus. Father, make all things that trouble us to cease by the good news, oh Lord, over such thing, in the name of Jesus, that you will do tonight. God Almighty, we receive comfort from you, Father of all comfort, over all those things that have troubled our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, by your great mercy tonight, O Lord, make all things new again to the glory of your name. Verse 12 says that the Lord, I will give you a lasting river of peace and prosperity. So I decree and declare that God will give unto you and unto me, oh, lasting river of peace and prosperity. So the Lord will do unto the body of Christ lasting peace and prosperity, in the name of Jesus. The body of Christ, you and me, we will not lack peace, in the name of Jesus. We will not lack prosperity, in the name of Jesus. For he has said it, so he will do. He will give you lasting river of peace and prosperity. He will give unto me lasting river and prosperity to the praise of his name, in the name of Jesus. He says that the wealth of nations will flow to you like river that never goes dry. So I decree and declare upon you and upon me, I decree upon the body of Christ, that the wealth of nations will flow to us like river that never goes dry, in the name of Jesus. For the mouth of God has said it, he has spoken, so shall it be, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by the power of the word of God. He said you will be like a child that is nursed by his mother.
carried in our arms and treated with love. So I decree and declare that God Himself will be your nurse. God Himself will carry you and me upon His hands in the name of Jesus. He will treat us with loving kindness, unendless mercy and love, and faithfulness in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. My Father, my God, I pray, O Lord, upon the church of God, O Lord, that you will carry your church again. You will carry us, O God. Carry us, O Lord, upon your shoulder. Carry us, O Lord. Father, lift me up. Pull me on your shoulder. Bear me, say, Jikare. Kile roju re, kile re wa re, ninu aye mi o baba, gbe mi se jikare. The Lord will put you and me upon His shoulder, above all our enemies in the name of Jesus. The Lord will put you and me upon His shoulder, and He will treat us lovingly, kindly, in the name of Jesus. The whole world will see it, and they will know that indeed He's our God, He's our Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Verse 14 of that Isaiah 66 says, and that is where we are going to stop tonight, and we will continue next week by the special grace of God. It says that God said, when you see this happen, you will be glad. It will make you strong and healthy. Then you will know that I, the Lord, help those who obey me, and I show my anger against my enemies. My brothers and my sisters, fellow believers in the Lord, servants of the Most High God, this is the word of God to you and to me. This is the word of God that can never fall to the ground. The Lord said that when He do that new thing, when those new things, when He make everything new in your life and in my life, when He make everything new concerning that situation and circumstances, when He make everything new among His children in the house of God, He said that we will be glad. I decree and declare, gladness is your portion in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, you will witness that new glorious thing. Oh, when you go there, make me, that will not be your portion. When that glorious thing happen, you will not be found wanting in the name of Jesus. You will live to witness it, and you will be glad in it in the name of Jesus. So shall it be that those new things, glorious, marvelous things that the Lord will cause to happen in your life, in your family, in the body of Christ, we will all witness it. We will see it happen, and we'll be glad in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that the word of the Lord, God Himself said that when those things happen and you see it, it will make you strong and healthy in the name of Jesus. So I decree and declare upon you and upon me, upon every members of your household, upon the body of Christ, that we will witness the new glorious thing that God will cause to happen, even in the body of Christ, even in our lives individually, even in our families, in the life of every members of our household. And those things will make us stronger, stronger in faith, and even strong for the Lord, because the joy of the Lord will be our strength, and it will be source of help to us, that we will not sick anymore, that no one will say, I am sick among us. That is what the word of the Lord says. He said, and no one will say, I am sick among them. I decree and declare, because God has said it, that new thing that He will do, He will make all things new. Therefore, no one will say, I am sick among us. Oh, there will be no more sickness, spiritual sickness, emotional sickness, financial sickness, material sickness, father marital sickness, any form of sickness will not be among us. For God will cause us
even to be strengthened and will be held there, even in the Lord, in the name of Jesus. He said, then you will know that I, the Lord, help those who obey me. Father, because we obey you, we are resolute. Daddy, we have made up our minds. Daddy, we are determined, Father, to follow your command. And we know that the grace to do so, you will give unto us. Father, to obey all your commands, to hold you by your word, to trust you still. Father, never to lose faith. Father, to be in expectation. Oh, Father, of those new things, of that new thing you begin to do in our lives, for making everything new in our life, Daddy, give unto us in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray, oh Lord, according to your word, you say you will show your anger against your enemies. Father, every enemies of ours, they are your enemies. All those that are standing against us, knowing you and calling you Lord, worshiping you, they are your enemies. Father, as you say, so do unto them. Father, show your anger against them. In the name of Jesus, King of glory, we pray, O Lord, show your anger against the enemy of your people, the enemy of the body of Christ. For you say that those that hate you, I will hate. Those that fight you, I will fight. Those that declare themselves your enemy will be my enemy. Father, we pray by the power of your word. You say you will show your anger against your enemy. Father, tonight, O Lord, against all those that are mocking us, because we are yours, because we declare ourselves even as yours, O Lord. Father, today, O Lord, show your anger against them. Let them know that you are God that is for us, and that when you are for us, no one can be against us. Thank you, Lord, because you will arise, O Lord, in your fury, in your anger, O Lord, against the enemy of the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, you will fight our battle for us, O Lord. Father, we thank you, we bless you. We worship you because you are God. Forever your name be praised, O Lord. Forever your name be exalted, O Lord. Because you are God, you care for your people. You are God that cares even for his glory. We appreciate you, O Lord, for the care that you have shown upon us. We thank you, O Lord, for making us happy again, O Lord, giving us rejoicing, O Lord, and gladness of heart by the power of your word, your promise for us that you will make everything new. That you will believe you, O Lord, and we are in a great expectation. For so shall it be that, Lord, you cause things to begin to turn around for our good, O Lord. You will make everything new according to that purpose that you have proposed for us, to the glory of your name, to the praise of your name, to the shame of the enemy, and to our joy. Thank you, King of glory. We bless you. We worship you. As we continue this week, O Lord, Father, next week, O Lord, we shall gather again, for you will secure us in your pavilion, and you will return us, O Lord, Father, by your grace and by your mercy. Thank you, King of glory. Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See you next week. Believe in God. What he says about you, he will surely bring it to pass, because he's God. And continue in your rejoicing in the Lord, for he has declared it, so shall it be. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Hallelujah. Good night. Stay blessed. I love you. Beki Adedokun.